Hello?
Hi, Jim. We got cut off.
I accidentally lost you. I went to the email, and when I clicked on the email, it ended the call.
That's okay. That's okay. I wasn't sure what exactly happened there. So let me know if you're able to click on that confirm signature box. In fact, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system. It's going to prompt you to put in a username and password. You do not need to do that at this point. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now.
Okay, when I turned it, I had to change my settings, but when I turned to my phone, then it let me.
Yeah.
James Yellen, Eva Jilly, confirm signature. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. James Diva Jilly, please. All right, so
yeah.
I'm going to change it.
Yeah, just first and last. Has to be an exact match of how it is in that particular field. That system is a little bit, that field is a little finicky. If there's a middle initial.
Okay, I just got the Splash logo just appeared when I did that. So does that mean it was accepted?
Let me update in my system just to make sure, but that typically means that it is accepted. Again, you don't have to try to log into your account right now. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. And then we'll pull up that client interview calendar in just a second here to schedule that follow-up call. So yeah, you're all good to go on that. And one other thing I wanted to do here, and then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar, just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security here on the account, a simple security question. So if anyone calls us telling us that they are with Diva Jilly Total Home Services, even if it's you, Jim, and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially if you start getting phone calls a week from now, someone not a potential customer, even if they claim to be Google, even if they claim to be local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer to that security question as well as the question itself unprompted. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, that would not be us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they for sure wouldn't know that information. You wouldn't even need to ask them. You would just let them go. That, again, would not be us. The voice verification was already recorded. It clearly states it bills moving forward on the 28th, starting in March. Not February again, obviously, but starting in March, it bills on the 28th, on the 28th of the month moving forward, and only for exactly $249. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want?
My first pet's name.
First pet. Okay, and what is the answer?
Mike.
Mike? Okay. So even our technician will know that answer when they give you a call for that follow-up, and I'm pulling up that calendar now. So be a little short to get you in at 11 o'clock since we're right at it right now. Would 12 o'clock work for you today?
It would be better if we did a little bit later. Do you have anything between 1:30 and 3 o'clock?
So we can do 1 o'clock. That
1
would
o'clock.
Work. There's a
I'll
two,
take
okay, 1 so
o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay, we'll do 1. There's also a 2 o'clock if that's better for you, but we can do 1.
Sign me up for the 2 o'clock. That's
2?
Probably better.
Perfect. Yeah, there's 1, 2, and then 4 o'clock. There's not a 3. But we'll do 2. It'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. It is a one-hour window for a call that typically takes about half that time. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It should get you right at or very near the beginning part of that hour, and our technician will take really good care of you. At 1 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will remind you an hour prior to that, and I'm also right now going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it's just going to say Local Splash, CIENG, that stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it has your username, which is your phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username for your tracking system, and you can't change it. It's in our system to be easy for us to access and associate with your account and easy for you to remember. It's your phone number, like I said, area code included. So 239-276-9094 is your username. Your password you can change at any time, and you can find this information on your welcome email, the one that says welcome to Local Splash. Your
so
password,
I don't need to sign into it. It says welcome to Local Splash. Okay.
No, not right now. If you do, it's going to give you a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. We have to do your client interview first for your tracking system to go live. When it is live, you'll get a text and an email. Your password right now is getsearch, G-E-T-S-E-A-R-C-H, all lowercase, no space. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to get that website up there in front of more eyes. And, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I do have it in our notes here, our priority notes, that you do prefer Jim, and everyone should address you as Jim moving forward. Okay?
So give me your honest opinion. Do you really think this is going to help my business?
I honestly do. And a big part of why I love my job is that I have spoken with many business owners, and they have sent many emails to me thanking me for getting everything set up for them, telling me that it's really made a big difference. I mean, we have...
Somebody from Local Splash is trying to call me right now. Local Splash, James, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information. Do I answer this call or not?
I don't know why they would be calling you right now. I would not answer that phone call right now.
Okay.
To be quite honest, and I'm glad that you said that. Do you see a number that shows up for that?
It was an 877 number.
Okay. I'm not sure
I'll give
why
you the
they would.
Exact number. Hold on. It was at 11:03. Somebody called me from 877-635-6225, and it says Local Splash.
Interesting that they would be trying to reach out to you right now. I'll have to find out why. That is our number, though. That is our number, and I don't know why someone would be calling you to verify.
Did the payment go through? Can you verify that?
Oh, yeah, everything went through. Everything's fine on my end. I'm not sure.
So they did change the address. It is 1306.
That is correct. Yes, the address has been updated. That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
But other than that, everything is all set and squared away. And then, just like I said, your security question is there. Even if they say that they're Local Splash, and even if it's coming from our number, just make sure, ask them, by the way, do you know what my security question is and what the answer is? Anyone should be able to tell you, it's your first pet's name and it's Mike. And if they can't tell you that, even if it's showing up for some reason with our phone number, just say, I talked to somebody, and do you know his name? And if they don't know, you talked to Paul Gordon, then for sure, just tell him, he said you should know my security question and the answer, and apparently you don't. So I'm gonna let this call go, and then you can call us back, and we'll get
I tried calling your number back, and it gave me the option of punching in your first name, and it didn't go to you.
Did you try 746 as an extension, or are they might still be trying to fix that?
No, it didn't give me an option for an extension. It just told me if you know the first name of your agent to input that.
Gotcha. But that was the 877 number that you were calling, that same toll-free number? So I'm going to have to find out exactly what's going on because
I want to make sure I'm dealing with if somebody else is trying to recruit me from the same service. Is there any way you could check and put a stop to that if they are? Because
I'm going to message right now the head of that department to find out exactly why you got a call, and it said to verify your Google listing.
Yeah, and somebody else was guaranteed me a 7-day free trial with Google, and that sounded fishy.
Don't entertain that. Like I said, we don't offer free trials here. I'm going to try and find out exactly why you were receiving a call.
I'm not working today, Paul, so I'll be able to take your phone calls. Like I said, for the next you know, probably 2 days.
Okay.
I'll be able to take all your calls. That you won't have to worry about me responding later on. Or yes. What do you need, honey? What do you need? Honey, are you calling me? Because I'm right here. My sister needs my help right now.
Well, we are done here. We'll let you go.
Okay, so I just have to wait for...
For that follow-up call.
Okay, so I just have to wait for the follow-up call and then
that's
go from
you.
There.
Okay. Absolutely. All right.
Paul, thank you very much
thank
for your
you
help.
Jim.
I'm looking forward to doing business with you, and let's hope this yields some results.
Absolutely, Jim. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. We'll be talking to you in that 2 o'clock hour.
So I kept my word. I told you that I would deal with you. I just needed to get
you
the
did.
Money. I hope I knew
you're a good.
I hope that
word.
Adds some element of trust that I
absolutely.
Do what I say I'm going to do.
Of course, no, absolutely, and I got that from you the very first time that we spoke. I'll let you go, and I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you too, Jim. Take care.
Bye
bye. Bye.